From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A suicide bomb attack has killed at least 19 people and wounded more than 50 in eastern Afghanistan. The attack happened a day after a deadly attack in the same area targeted government soldiers and Taliban insurgents who were celebrating a temporary ceasefire. Sunday's attack happened in central Jalalabad, capital of the Nangarhar province, where government offices are located. Soldiers and Taliban rebels were jointly celebrating the last day of Eid. The Afghan government ceasefire with the Taliban has been extended to it was due to end Tuesday. The announcement on Sunday, came from Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. President Trump plans to meet with congressional Republicans Tuesday to discuss immigration reform. The meeting will happen as images of children being separated from their parents at the U.S. border with Mexico continue to be shown. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
On Friday, President Trump blamed the Democrats, even though separating children from their families at the border is part of the administration's zero-tolerance policy. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
I think what the president is saying is if the Democrats are serious, they'll come together again and try to close these loopholes and get real immigration reform.
We turn to one of those House Democrats, Adam Schiff.
What the administration is doing is they're using the grief, the tears, the pain of these kids as mortar to build their wall. And it's an effort to extort a bill to their liking in the Congress. It's, I think, deeply unethical.
Both Schiff and Conway appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Shelley Antler, Washington.
This is VOA News. President Trump on Sunday renewed his defense of the agreement he reached with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. On Twitter, the president wrote that the agreement already has led to an end to the North's nuclear tests and, quote, rockets flying all over the place. Trump has voiced irritation at his critics' assessment that the agreement he and Kim signed at their Singapore summit was not specific enough to ensure an end to North Korea's nuclear weapons development. Suicide bombings Sunday in the northeastern Nigerian state of Borno have killed at least 31 people. The attacks happened in the town of Damboa. There's been no claim of responsibility. The arrival of rescue ships in the Spanish port city of Valencia has reignited a battle in Europe over immigration. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Hundreds of migrants pulled from the Mediterranean by a rescue ship arrived at the Spanish port of Valencia on Sunday, bringing a grueling 9-day voyage after they were turned away from Italy and Malta to an end. But what has not ended, indeed has been reignited, is a fierce debate over how Europe handles immigration.
Immigrati.
Barring the rescue ship Aquarius was a chance for Italy's new government to assert its anti-immigrant credentials, while for new Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, it was an opportunity to underline a more liberal stance. But what it's also highlighted is the European Union's failure as a whole to agree on how to manage huge numbers of people fleeing poverty and conflict.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. The foreign ministers of Greece and Macedonia have signed a preliminary agreement on Macedonia's name. They, too, signed the agreement Sunday near the two countries' common borders. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini says the deal exemplifies the power of diplomacy.
I think that this agreement shows the way to Europe, to the rest of the world, that any problem, any issue is solvable in a positive manner through leadership, courage, and dialogue. And indeed, this is a very good day for all of us.
The former Yugoslav Republic and the historic area of northern Greece have been feuding over the use of the name since the country, Macedonia, gained independence in 1991. Many Greeks say allowing the neighboring country to use the name insults Greek history and implies a claim on Greek territory. Some Macedonians say changing their country's name or even modifying it in a deal with Greece is treason. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.